Mori was echt Erovin Daf Nun Dalid. And we're starting at the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Bet. Four lines on the bottom and the two dots there. Rabbi Yosef Aglieli. So we're still discussing yesterday. We had the difference between the B'nai Yehuda and the B'nai Galil. So you know, Rabbi Yosef Aglieli, we all think of that's his name, Rabbi Yosef Aglieli. Rabbi Yosef Aglieli obviously came from Galil. So he wasn't from B'nai Yehuda, right? So he comes up now. So Rabbi Yosef Aglieli, Hava Ka'azil Ba'urcha, he was walking. Ashkechad a brewery. He went to the brewery. Brewery is Rabbi Meir's wife. Famous brewerya. She comes from a dynasty, but she'll be Mary's wife, very, very clever woman. And he bumps into brewerya and Amarla. So he says to brewerya, tell me, but as Derech Nalech, I'm going to Lod. Amazing. He's going to Lod. He asks brewerya, which is the quickest way to get to Lod? So Amra, look how she answers him. Amra lay, Galili Shote, you Galilean fool. Right, this is talking about Yosef Aglieli. Right, Lo Kach Amruch Amnechamim Tzai, Al Tarbe Sichai Maisha. You are meant to speak to a woman unnecessarily in redundant words. Hayalecha lomar be'eze lelod, not be'ezu derech neilech lelod. You wasted two words here. Yeah? You could have just said be'eze lelod. That's what you should have said. Al tabeit sichemisha. Right. So now the Gemara is like it's Bruria Ashkechatei Lahu Talmidet Habekagaris Belechisha. So while we talk about Bruria, she found this. She came across this Talmid, right, who was learning quietly. He was like learning to himself. Look what happened here. Bacha Bay. Right? So Rashi translates there. Bacha Ba'atabo. She gave him a kick. Okay, she was a fiercy one. Right? So she gave him a kick. She says, Amra Leh, she says to him, Kol kach, she says to him, Lo kol kach katuv. Lo kach katuv. Arucha b'chol u'shmura. Right, that it must be organized, bekol and guarded. Im arucha b'ramachai v'arim shelcha mishtameh. If it's with all your 248 limbs, right, then it'll be guarded. Im lav ene mishtameret. In other words, Torah has to be with your whole body. Right? Got to be with your whole body. V'im lav ene mishtameret. Tana, it's a word like, Talmud echad ayah l'Rabbi Elazar. L'Rabbi Elazar Talmud. She'a shoneh b'lachash. She used to learn quietly to himself. After 3 years, forgotten. The son must say, well, 3 years, it's so long. Remember for 3 years. That's a miracle, right? So he says, Talmud echad ayah l'Rabbi Eliezer, shenitchayev b'shreifa l'makom. Look, as he did in Aveiru, it's chayev shreifa. Now, I think what it says here, chayev shreifa l'makom, is probably they couldn't institute the actual punishment. But min adin, it would have been chayev shreifa, right? So, according to Hashem, Amru, Henichu lo, Adam gadol shamash. So it seems like, I don't know if it's a bat kol came out there. Isn't there a Rashi over here? But henichu lo, Amru, right? Leave him alone. Why? Because he served great people. Right? So Amarle, so Gemara says, Shmuel Rav Yehuda. He says, Amarle Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinina, right? We know the word Shinina. Shinina is a chachem, right? A wise guy. Petach pumech kari. Petach pumech tani. Open your mouth. Your pumech, your mouth, and read. Petach pumech and teach. Ki hechi de titkayem beich v'torech chai. That you should live. Look at Rashi there. Ki hechi v'torech chai. She ta'arich yamim. That you should, your life should live. She ne'emar ki chayim heim. Look at the pasuk. This is a pasuk. The word's quoting here from Mishlei. Ki chayim heim lemotze'ehem. All these flesh will be healed. Al tikri lemotze'ehem, ele lemotzi'ehem bepeh. So if you learn out loud, right, you say with your mouth, or your body, you will be zoche ki chayim hem. You'll be chayim hem. Right, so Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinina, again. Chatuf acho, chatuf ishti. Right, grab quickly and eat, and grab quickly and drink. Look at the Rashi here. Chatuf acho, im yesh lecha mamon. This is a difficult one, this, but I think that we have to try and understand this Gemara, not in a physical sense of the world, but more in terms of making use of your time and your abilities for Torah. Because look at the Rashi of Yah. If you've got money to enjoy, don't wait till tomorrow. You might die. So I can't imagine the Gemara telling you to become a spendthrift and go become a gigolo and start enjoying life and buy a yacht and travel around the world and burn all your money because you might not enjoy yourself tomorrow. I don't think that's what it's saying. Saying use your time wisely. In other words, if you've got time now to learn and to do mitzvahs, do it. Because if you don't, you know what's happening tomorrow, you suddenly die. I want to tell you, I don't want to take too long, but you know Rabbi Tanza, I told you that unfortunately died, so I think it'll be the Ilu Nishama for him. It's that he's Shiva still today. But he wasn't very well, but he was really quite frail. But he went to the doctor on Sunday, Erev Yom Kippur in South Africa. On Friday, he went for a checkup. On Friday, he went for a checkup with, he had a blood problem. And the guy said, listen, after sugar, we're going to change a bit of your medicines, but looks like you should be great. Come back in a year's time. Please go, we'll have our next checkup. After I'll give you a change of medicine, we'll have a checkup. On the Sunday of Yom Kippur, his private doctor came to his house, took his blood, because he had low blood pressure, took his blood pressure three times over a period of time. He said, listen, your blood pressure is a little bit on the low side, but it should be okay. You'll be all right. Drink a little bit, whatever the case was. Almost got a clean bit of health on Friday and on Sunday with the doctor. Monday night, he died. That's it. So you can understand what the Gemara is saying over here, right?
Did he have a heart attack?
No, never heart attack. Just frail, just died. Maybe his heart stopped, but he never had a heart attack, no. So, Chatov Vachol Chatovish did Almadazim and Abba Lunam. Ka'amar Arab Rabbim Nuna. He's like as Beni, Im Yeshdecha Hetevlach. She'ein Bishol Ta'anug Ve'ein Lamut Hit Mahama. Look what he says over here, right? If you've got Hetevlach, make good for yourself. Right? See what he says over here. Right? If you've got the abilities, right? So then do what you can. Don't ask. Don't wait. Because there's nothing waiting for you, right? There's nothing to happen because suddenly you go. Vim tomara niach libni chok. Now the Gemara says, now you must say, I'm going to leave for my son some stuff, for my children. Rashi says, yachok is mazo. Bishol mi agidlach. Right? Bnei Adam, it's asked now, why are you leaving for him? Why are you wondering? Where's it coming from? Who gives it to you? It says, Bnei Adam, domim le isvei hasadeh. This is an amazing Gemara. This. People are similar to the grass. Right? Halalu notzitzim, balalu novlin. Those are sparkling and shining, and those are waning away. Rashi has said, halalu notzitzim, klomar. Keshein gedeilin gdela parne satan. Voshuani mahen. Ve'en achat shikhi dog alehen. You have to worry. Because the Gemara is saying, every single person brings their own parnosa. Right, but I don't know if Lin made him Lashon Valan Avel, they're gone. I'm Rabbi Shua bin Levi, I'm Mahalech Baderich, any more Levaya. If you walk on your own, you haven't got anybody accompanying you, Yaasok Batorah. Why? Shinemar ki Livyatan Chen Heim. Right? Look at the Pasuk of Avia. He quotes the Pasuk of Avia. Ki Livyat Chen Heim Roshcha Vanakim Ligurudecha. Livya. Levaya is Chen. The Torah is your Levaya, is your accompaniment. Now the Gemara lists a whole lot of Gemara. It's a famous Gemara, these are here. Honestly, I can't tell you, write these down because they're things always worth remembering. Famous Gemara, right? So the Gemara says like this, Chash perosho, yasok b'torah. You got a bit of a headache? What's the best thing for a headache? Yasok b'torah. Shenemar ki livyat chen heim l'roshcha. The pasuk says, ki livyat chen heim. They are good for you, l'roshcha, for your head. Now I want to tell you, I haven't checked this up, but when I was in Yeshiva, I think it was about 1985, 1986, we learned this Gemara, someone quoted the Gemara, and I'm almost sure then, and I haven't checked it up. I'm talking now from memory from 1985. How long ago is that? 1990, 2010, about 35 years ago. So I might be making a mistake. But I think there's a Mordechai on this Gemara, which says that that's only good if it's a mild headache. If you're having a serious headache, and you go and you sit and you're trying to learn a Sugya Gemara, it'll make your headache worse. So Chash Perosho is a little bit of a mild headache, then you can learn Gemara, it'll be good for you. Okay, chashper grono, if you've got a sore in your throat, yasok b'torah. Again, wash them up, anakim legargarotecha. Right, legargarotecha is an ikutei rashi over here, which says, gargarotecha, it's like a bit of a play on the words, right? From like garon. Rashi says, letzavarecha, v'ashem she hikna asuya tabaot, korea hatzavar b'lashon rabin, because you've got lots of like rings in your throat. So it's mentioned in the rabbim. Shneimar reaching the ground. Chash b'ma'av if your intestines are sore, yasok b'torah. Why? Shneimar refaot tehi. This is another pasuk, by the way. I thought of yeah. Lesarech and this like for your stomach. Right? Chash b'atzmotav your bones. Yasok b'torah. Shneimar v'shikui l'atzmotecha also for your bones. Chash b'chol gufo your whole body. Yasok b'torah. Shneimar chol b'shom apay your whole body will heal all your flesh. Bekitzur. You got any ailments, the Gemara is giving you good advice, sit down and learn a daf Gemara, right? So now when we were grappling, you said that apple a day keeps the doctor away, or two a day. So I can say a daf a day keeps the doctor away, right? That's what this Gemara is telling you, right? You learn every day and you should be fine. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Chiya Bar Boreh Shelo Kina Bakash Baruch Hu La Basar Adam. God is different to men. Midat Basar Adam Adam Oten Sam Lechaveru Lezei Afeu Lezei Kashe. Person gives somebody some sort of medicine or a herb or a spice, actually Lechol Lezei Kashe. So it works for some, it's bad for others. Bakash Baruch Hu Enoken Noten Torah Lishal Gives Torah Lishal Sam Chayim Lechol Gufot. It's for everybody. Shneimar Vechol Beshomar Peh. Right, your whole body heals. I'm Rabbi Amimand, Amar Kinaim, Ki Tishmerem, Bibit Nechai, Chonu Yachdab, Atzvatecha. So the whole passage is Kinaim, Ki Tishmerem, Bibit Nechai, it's pleasant for you, you keep it inside of you. Chonu Yachdab, Atzvatecha, should be nice on your lips. Emma Tai Devar Torah Naim, Bezman She Tishmerem, Bibit Nechai, but it's inside of you, it's saved, it's very nice. Emma Tai Tishmerem, Bibit Nechai, when is it saved inside of you? Bezman She Chonu Yachdab, Atzvatecha, on your lips. Bezerubim Behacha. Simcha Nishba Ma'ane Piv. Person's happy when he's got joy from his mouth. V'daber b'ito. Ma tov, ematas yimcha. When he's happy, b'zman shem anepi, when he's speaking us, l'shnachrina, ematas yim, when this person got simcha, b'manepi, b'zman shem b'davar b'ito ma tov. Shediber b'ito ma tov. Okay. So they're all arguing now where we learn from that the more you speak Torah, the happy you are, etc. Ki karov elecha davar mipicha, me'od mipicha, v'vecha lasoto. Ematas yim, when is it close to you? B'zman shem mipicha, v'vecha lasoto. When it's in your heart and your mind. Rabbi Amayachar says from here, ta'avot libo netat. Hello, Hashem gave you your desires. Baresetz vatav, right? In the present speaking of your mouth. Ba'amanatzela ematay ta'avat libon natatlo. When do you get your desires? Bizman she'aresetz vatav ba'amanatzela. You're speaking nicely. Rava says like this. Rami brings a steer in the pasuk. In the pasuk, it says on the one hand it says, let's just look at that actual pasuk. Ta'avat libon natatlo. So that pasuk goes down. I'm going through this quickly. It says that we are from Tehillim. Ta'avat libon natatlo. He gave you your ta'avat libon. Baresetz vatav. Baal manate didn't prevent anything from you, Sela. So it's like this. Ketiv ta'avot libonatatlo. He gave you your tithes. And then it says, Uktiv areset svatav, baal manat. He didn't prevent them from you. So the question, what's the story of? He says, Zacha, when you were zoche, so ta'avot libonatatlo, but I didn't speak. You just got them. Lo zacha, when you weren't zoche, then va'areset svatav, but what you had to ask for, you weren't, wasn't prevented from you. So when you were zoche, you just got them out of asking. And when you weren't zoche, you had to ask. But bottom line is, you always got them. Right, Rabbi Nezben Yaakov. Because we use the word there, Sela over here, you often see in Psukim, etc., says Sela, Sela, Yaakov, Sela, whatever, Sela, Sela, Sela. What does Sela mean? So Gemara is like this. Koma kom shneimar netzach, Sela, Vaad. Is it Vaad or Vaad? Vaad. Right? Ein lo hefsek olamit. Those words mean that whatever was going before it will go on forever. It's never going to stop. Netzach, titiv kilo olam ariv, netzach ektsof. Right? In other words, lo olam ariv, and netzach won't cut off forever. Sela means Tiv Kasher Shamanu Kenu Enu Bishim Tzvaot Beir Kenu Him Yechonenu Ad Olam Sela, right? Ad Olam, forever. Vaad Dichtiv Hashem Yiloch Leolam Vaed. Hashem Yiloch Leolam Vaed, Hashem will reach forever. Now the Gemara is the Siman of Yanakim Lechayav Luchot Nechayav. Amar Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah, the Surah Shah changed that to Rabbi Elazar. Amar Elazar, my Dichtiv Anakim Legargarotech. We saw the passage a second ago. It says, Ime Sim Adam Atzmo Ka'anak. If a person makes himself like this Anak, what's an Anak? If you're not a giant. Look at the Kutta Rashi over here. It says an anak is revid v'ashem shu ratzuf betabaot kai revid. Something like a necklace around your neck. An anak over here. It says if a person makes it like a necklace, ze sheraf ala tzavar, that's loose on the neck, not very tight. Right? Now what's going on over here? If you look at Rashi, it says sheraf ala tzavar. It says like a short tzavar. She'eno mitzumtzam bedochak, isn't tight. So that's tzavar. Ela sherafui berevach, it's there with a bit of space. Kahu na'im u'merutze labriot. It's pleasant, enjoyable to wear. So if you make yourself like that, in other words, you present yourself in a way that you're pleasant to other people. Right? V'nir'a v'eino nir'a. You are seen and you aren't seen. Look at this, amazing philosophy, this. Rashi, k'she magbir tzavaro. What does it mean when you're seen and you aren't seen? If you've got a necklace around your neck, so when your neck is down like this, so your chin is covering it, and if you've got hair on your body, it's covering it. You lift up your head and suddenly it appears. So sometimes it's hidden, sometimes it's exposed. Look at Rashi there. When he lift up his neck, you can see it under his beard. And most of the time your beard and your chin are covering it. If you're a Talmid Chacham, don't run around in the marketplace and be like a public person. If you like that necklace, right, nirav and nirah, right? You seen and you aren't seen. Talmudo mit kayam, says the Gemara. Then your Torah will be safeguarded. If love and Talmud mitkayam, if not, it won't be. Rami Rabbi Lazar, malitiv lechayu ka'arugot habosem. Right, look at Rashi over here. There's no Rashi. The lachayu, like the arugot abosim, right? Like the what do you call them? The flower pots, right? If meisim adam atzmo arugazo, if you make yourself like one of these pots, where basically zushi hakol dashin by anybody can just basically. I don't want to say I make something to smartut, but you don't machzik me'atzmacha. I think is the word, right? Ukovesh ze shakol mitpas ukebosem ze shakol. Anybody tries to enjoy themselves from the flavors of you, talmudom mitkayem. In other words, you make yourself appealing to people. Make yourself, people want to come and talk to you, want to learn from you, etc. What does it mean? Look at the pasuk over here. I skipped right there. Lamed v'yitel Hashem Moshe kechalotol debeito b'har Sinai the luchot abrit shnei luchot ha'edut luchot even. Tuvim be'etzbalim, or at stones, luchot of stone. Im adam is more et lechayav ke'even zo she'enu nimchet. Make yourself like a stone that's never ever able to wipe it out because it's engraved. Talmudomit kayam bi'ado. Then you look at Rashi there. Mibnei drisat ragleh b'nei adam. Kach lechayav. Einan nil'in milechazer al limudo v'lelamed l'acherim. Basically, begs of avail, I think as well. Im lav, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Marich tiv charut al luchot that was engraved. Im alelo nishtabru luchot harishonot. Listen to this. If the first tablet hadn't been broken, lo nishtakha Torah, which Torah would never be forgotten. Look at Rashi over there. Lo nishtakha, the first wide line, the last wide lines on the Tosfot side of the daf. Charut mashma chakuk. They were engraved. Ve'enu nimchak. They could never ever be wiped out. Ve'edah haluchot ha'ta Torah chakuka l'Israel. Mishtakeach min ulamit. Basically, it would always be there. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar ein kol umav lashon shletet bahen. He says, if it hadn't been broken, then no other nation or language would be able to conquer Israel. Shneimar charut, al tikri charut, ele cheirut, they would have been free. Whereas if the luchot hadn't been broken, Am Yisrael would have been independent forever. Nobody would be able to have conquered Am Yisrael. Just imagine how different Jewish history would have been. Amrav Matna, ma dichtivu mimidbar matana. Look at this pasuk over here. The pasuk says, it's pasuk, what number? Pasuk is it? 11, 12, 13, 14th pasuk on the daf. It says there, Be'er chafrua, sarim karua. So the Be'er was dug out, the sarim they dug it out, nedivei ha'am, b'mechokek b'mishonotam, u'midbar matana. In the desert was a gift. Im esim adam atzmo k'midbar, if a person makes up like this desert, Shakol Dashin Bo, everybody's able to walk to him and come to him. Talmud Mikayam Medal. Im Rav Enkel, if not again. Rabbi Bered Rav Yosef. Listen to this Gemara over here. Rabbi Bered Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Now, Rav Yosef Bar Chama is our Rav Yosef. When we speak about Rava. Rava, Stam Rava in the Gemara, his name was Abba Bar Yosef Bar Chama. Okay, that's Rava. We call him Rava. He was Bar Yosef Bar Chama. So Rava is Rav. His father was Rav Yosef Bar Chama. That's the Rava we name is Rava. I don't know why he's called here Rava Bereb Rav Yosef Bar Chama. That's Rava, right? So it goes like this: Rava Havale Milta Rav Yosef. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Milta Kaas. He was upset with Rav Yosef. He was Kaas. He had a cross with Rav Yosef. Now we saw most of the time we've seen the arguments are between Abaya and Rav Yosef, right? I always mention that Abaya learned with Rabbah. And Rabbah and Rava and Rav Yosef were contemporaries, and Rabbah was brought up by Rabba. Yeah, it's Rava. So Rabbah had an argument with Rav Yosef. Bahare kimata male yome de kippure. Mamash in the times we now, in this period of the year, he said, Yom Kippur is coming along, Amar ezil va'afese. I'm going to go and make shalom. Right? Rabbah said, I'm going to go. Azil ashkere leshame de kamazig lekasa. He arrived at his house, and he saw there, that the Shamus was busy mazig. Rashi says mazig means to dilute, right? He was diluting the wine. You know, they used to drink the wine of one third wine and two thirds water, and it was special amount, etc. Right? Amale havli v'imzegah. Give it to me. Let me do it, and I will. Remember that Rav Yosef was blind. Remember that Rav Yosef was blind. So Rav Yosef never knew who was serving him the water, right? So it says yahiv le mazgah ketam, and he pointed exactly to the right temperament that Rav Yosef liked it. Amar. So now Rav Yosef said, Dami hai meziga le meziga de Rabbi Bered Rav Yosef Bar Chama. When Rav Yosef tasted the wine, he says, this wine tastes to me like the perfect mix that was done by, obviously Rav used to mishamesh him until, you know. So Amale, I know who. So Rav says, I'm he. Right? Rav Yosef knew he was there. So Amale, lo tati bakarecha ad mefashti hai nikras. Now Rav Yosef, sharp guy. He says, says, you're not going to rest, my boy, until you explain this pasuk to me. And look at the musar in the pasuk. He says, what's the pasuk? He says to him, my dichtiv, umimidbar matana, from the desert it's a gift, umimatana nachliel, from the matana came a nachliel, uminachliel bamot, came stages, umibamot hagai, right? And from the bamot came the guy. Pasuk speaking about like moving around, but look at the play on the words of this Gemara. Amale. So now Rav explains to Rav Yosef, im adam mesim atzmo kamid barze, if you make yourself like a desert, she'akol dashim, but everybody can just walk there, Torah nitna lo b'matana, then you get a gift. V'chevan she'nitna lo b'matana, since he got a gift, nachalu el, right? Now it becomes the inheritance of Hashem. She'ne'emar umi matana nachli el, right? He says, "V'chevan she'nach lo el," and since now his inheritance is Hashem, ola ligdula, he becomes great. She'ne'emar uminachli el bamot, he'll go up to the bamot. Ve'im megislibo, and now if he becomes very haughty, now he thinks, "I'm a great guy." What happens? Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, God brings you back down. She'ne'emar umibamot hagai, from the heights to the valleys. So this is Rav Yosef now making Rava do tshuva, right? Because he says, you little pipsqueak, you cross with me, you know, I'm Rav Yosef, or you Rava, you argue, I think. So he says, im chozer bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now he adds on, says Rava, if he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbi'o, shne'emar kol ga yinasa. From every valley you'll be lifted up. So Amar Hu Reman Damar, quite another passage over here, Chayatcha yashvuva, tachin betovatcha la'ani Elohim. So that's your life. Prepare yourself for the goodness for the poor Hashem. Okay. Im adam esim atzmo kechaya zo shel reshet vochelet. So he says over here, chayatcha, like your animal, I suppose. So play on the words, yeah. Chayatcha yashvuva, your animal setya. I don't know. I'm not sure that the pasuk really means. So he says, Zoshe doreset vochelet, like a lion, just like kills. Look at Rashi there. She doreset vochelet miyad lachar harigatai, kills it. She eno makpid al ta'anugim, doesn't wait for any delicacies. Just kills and eats. Elo ochel basar belo tavlin v'chen shar inugim. Just eats without spices, just goes for it. Ve'ikad amri she masrechet vochelet, Rashi zavia she masrechet, betit, anu mish eno olech achar gvohot lakutz b'machlo, no li bashel kutzucho, doesn't matter about cooking it properly, whatever the case is. Talmudomir can be adored. Now, this is not talking about being a pig. It's talking about grabbing at any opportunity that you have to learn Torah. Right? Ve'im lav, ain't Talmudomir can be adored. And if not, so he said over here, ve'ikad amri she, okay, ve'im lav, ain't Talmudomir can be adored. And if he does so, Hashem keep pervading the Amish. Neymar, tachin betuvatcha la'ani Elohim. What's la'ani? Rashi says, lezeh she'shamatz mo ka'ani. Person who makes himself a poor, lishna batri, says, shamatz mo ka'ani la'chazirachna. Basically, if you abolish all these luxuries, etc., and you do things in the simplest, quickest way, and learn as much as you can, Hashem will take care of you. Amar b'chir bar Abba Amar Yochanan. Ma'adichtiv notzar te'ena. So he quotes the last passage, Notzer te'ena yochal piria v'shomer adonav yechubad. Notzer te'ena, those who are guarding the figs, yochal piria will eat the fruits. L'manim shud yiret rakit, now why Torah, he says, compared to figs, to te'ena, he says, ma te'ena zu. Okay, that's, so what about like this fig? He says, kol zman shadam mashmesh ba motzer ba te'enim. It's quite amazing, you've got a bunch of figs, saying they never ripen at the same time. So if you're looking around, you'll always find a fresh fig that you can eat. If you're keeping the figs. Look at Rashi over here. She'enan mitpashtim le'aged rap, ele hayom ma'at, l'machar ma'at, some today and some tomorrow, v'chol sha'ar rach ra'u lecho mehen. He says, after you read Torah, so too Torah, kol ma'ashtam ho gebahen motzeh bahen tam, if tam that you deal, we all know that, right? You can learn the same parsha year after year after year, but you always see something new. It's amazing, right? Amar b'shor barachmani, my dichtiv, he quotes it for the, we got the last pasuk on this stuff. He says, "Yeah, ayelet ahavim v'yaalat chen dadeya yarvucha b'chol eit ba'batcha tishge tamid." So, if you don't mind, there are
whatever
that is. A hind is an animal, like a deer, like a deer, a beloved hind. Yeah, what?
It's Yasus's charm.
Effuses charm, okay, so that'd be that idea.
May her breasts satisfy you at all times.
Okay, so listen to this. This is, it could be argued this should be censored, but listen to you. Why to a dine like a dear? It's got a narrow womb, and the person having, the animal having relations with her is always satisfied. All like the first time ever, right? After Torah, Chavina lom dehen. So too is like the first time you learn Torah. V'yalet chen, what it means, shemalet chen alom deh, gives, it makes it pleasant for those who are learning it. That day Yarvucha b'chol eitz, his breast should satisfy at all times. Let me show you the Torah kedad, was Torah like a breast. Ma dad zeh, kol zman shatinok b'mashmesh ba, motzeh ba, every time the kid touches it there and plays it, he always finds milk. After Torah, kol zman shatam hogeh bahen, motzeh bahen tam. So to Torah, it's like breast milk, you're always going to find it there. Ba'avatcha, ba'avata, tishgeh tamir, what does it mean? Kegon Rebbe ben Pedat. Amru alav Rebbe, kegon Rebbe Elazar ben Pedat. Shamru alav Rebbe Elazar. He be at the marketplace at the bottom of Tzipori, and he had left his jacket or his clothes or his blanket up at the top. He was so engrossed in his Torah, he just got up and walked down and said, didn't even know where his clothes were. He says, and the Gemara says, a person came to take it. He thought maybe, I don't know, he was going to steal it from him. And listen to this. There was a snake there guarding it. So Siyata Rishmaya, this guy shows you when you're engrossed in Torah, Torah looks after you. Tana Rabbanan, Marichti Ruchvei Atonot Tzachorot, those who are riding white, Aton is a donkey, right? Yoshvei Amadin, sitting on their couches, Vochei Al Derech Sicho, and while they're walking in the way and they're busy talking. So Ruchvei Atonot means the wild riding the donkeys, El Tavidei Chachamim Shemachin Ma'ir La'ir. They're traveling around to learn Torah. Those are the white donkeys. Tzochorot, why are they white donkeys? Shosinota ketzahorayim. It's always clear as day. It's always for them daytime. Yoshvei al madin are sitting on their couches. She danin din emek lamito. They will pass in proper din. V'holchei elu ba v'hol. Because the pasuk says v'holchei al derech. V'holchei walking elu balei mikra. They learn the psukim al derech elu balei mishnah. Sicho elu balei Talmud shekol sichatan divrei Torah. Okay, so basically we're seeing how important here all the psukim. Amarav shizbi shum Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria ma'alichtiv lo yachroch remia tzido. Right, so again, give me the English translation here, please, on this pasuk. Rashi says over here lo yachroch. He says, yeah, it's, okay, but give me the actual translation, the literal translation, and we'll explain.
He will not roast his catch of deceit.
Okay, will not roast his catch of deceit. Because Rashi says, like the Rashi says, yeah, lo yachroch. It says yachroch, the word yachroch, which means literally like to burn, right, or to singe or to roast. You're translating it, is a notricon. It's a composition of a couple of words, which said like this: lo yichye velo yaarich, lo yachroch, lo yichye velo yaarich. He won't live and he won't live for long, right? He said like this: lo yichye velo yaarich yamim. Says the Gemara. It's Tziad Tzayda Ramai, who the guy who's like the liar, this deceitful catcher. Look at Rashi, Shehirba Begirsa, he learnt a lot, Vaina Machazera Leah. So if you're a deceitful hunter, if you just go learn and learn, you're wasting your time. What's a chap? But tomorrow you've forgotten it. That's how, you know, I always joke. I say, what's daf for me? The best way to forget a daf a day, right? You know that if you don't do chazorah, it's what it's all about. Rav Sheshet Amar, Rav Sheshet explained over here like this. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Ein ze ramai ele shote vakubetz al yad hu aramai va'arum bedamai. He says, he's not a liar. He's just a fool. Vakubetz al yad. He says, who's the ramai? Va'arum. Like the arumia means like, you know, you got a fox. He's like, what do you say? He says, guy's like cunning like a fox. I think he means that here like that. But Amar hu yachroch klomai yitkayem yado ketzayd ramai. Shemeshaver gaf rishon rishon kushul ochdo. So you break, he breaks wings, and as he's catching birds, he breaks one of them wings by wing, so they don't run away, they don't fly away. That's like you got to be a bit of a deceitful guy to understand also how to do things. Like you always say, you know, you also got to be a bit of a gunner sometimes, especially when you're learning daf yomi. Okay, if you can come to shir as well, if you say you aren't able to come to shir, you got to be a gunner. If you got to know how to steal him half an hour here and steal it 10 minutes here. You got to, that day we learned that once, and I'm not making it up. I think it was David HaMelech or Shlomo. Well, there's a characteristics you always got to apply. You also got to be a ganef. Because if you think, if you're so busy, you've got to steal half an hour out of your day. You've got to steal 15 minutes out of your day to learn Torah. That's the guy. So same thing over here, I think. Right? It's over here. It's Sider Ami Yachroch. What does it mean? So you ask a question, the Gemara says, what? Sider Ami Yachroch? Ki Atrav Dimi Amar Mashal Tzayat She Tzad Tzipurim Buen Ba'im Rishon Rishon Meshaber Knafav Mishtamim. If he breaks the wings number one, they'll stay. They'll stay. Vim Lav Emish. If not, they'll fly away. So Amar Rava. Amar Rav. Schor. Amar Ravuna. Mai Dichtiv Hon Mehevel Yimat. The kovetz al yad yirbeis. This is a hon mi hevel yimat will be lesser. The kovetz al yad yirbeis will have many. Imose adam torato chavilot chavilot. If he does it in batches, it might it'll go away. Im lav kovetz al yad, he grabs him all together. I suppose yirbeis there will be a lot. Amar Rav yadei rabbanan lahamilta. Says rabbanan knew about this idea over here. The avrei ale, and they never kept it. Right, he says they never say God. He says Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ana Avadata. He says I did this. Look at Rashi. Rashi says yeah. He says v'akayim beyadanak, and it's safeguarded by hand. What does Rashi say? Ligbots aliyad, to grab them together. V'chazarti aleya, and I did chazora ad sheichzakti ba. V'achar kach chazarti v'shamati acheret. He says every basically the Gemara. You can see the Gemara is going to pains there to tell us. That one has to learn and do chazor and do chazor and do chazor. We'll see a second, just like we're going to give us advice, that when you're teaching somebody something, you should teach everybody something four times. Okay, look at this. You'll see it in a second. Gemara says, look, okay, now we go to the Judah. Okay, Atarabanan. Keitzad Sider Mishnah. This is also very, very famous. We all learned this as kids, but it's nice to see it in the Gemara. Keitzad Sider Mishnah. He says, how was the Mishnah Masadeh? Rashi says, yeah, Ketzad Sider Mishnah. Ketzad Limdu Yisrael Torah Shebaal Peh. How did Am Yisrael learn the Torah, right, the oral law? Say like this. Moshe Lamad B'fi Agvura. Moshe heard from Hashem. Nichnas Aaron V'shanhalo. Moshe Mipirko. Moshe Aaron came into the tent. And Moshe taught him whatever he had learned. Rashi says, V'yashav Lidna Moshe in front of Moshe. Ketiv Ha'yu Enecha Ra'ot. V'recha V'hem Kulam B'shach Shematan. Kulam Yoshvim Nefalak. V'set in front of Moshe. Nistalek Aaron. Aaron left sitting in front of Moshe. V'yashav lismol Moshe and said to Moshe's left. This is quite interesting. You'd imagine that he'd go to the right. He went to the left. Look at this Rashi over here. Amazing Rashi. The Tanya. Rashi quotes over here, Gemara in Chulin, which is Hamalech liyamin rabo, a person who walked to the right of his rabbi, hareze bur. He's an ignoramus. You would immediately think you ought to be to the right of somebody. He says, no, you go to the left. V'choshech and Yoshev. And how much more so if you're sitting, but listen to this, Bizman she'ein sheni leshev bismol, if now sitting on his left. So if someone's on his left, you don't go to the left of the left. But if the rabbi's by himself, you sit down to his left. I thought it makes sense because he should be to your right because that is the important side for you. I don't know, but he should be to your left. But listen to this. So now it says over here that Moshe Aaron came in, sat down with Moshe, Moshe told him the whole Torah, and then he got up and he went to the left of Moshe. Then Nichlasu Banav, then Aaron's children came in. V'shina lahen Moshe Pirkin. Moshe then taught them the whole of the Torah. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Lahen Moshe v'shina lahen Pirkin. Oto perek atmo shenal Aaron. Whenever he taught Aaron, he did exactly the same. Chazora now with Aaron. He taught for the first time to Aaron's son. So Aaron heard it for the second time. Nistaku Banav, they moved in front of him. Elazar yashav liyamin Moshe. Listen to that. V'itamar l'smol Aaron. So now Aaron was ready to the left. So Elazar said he was going to be replacing Aaron. He was the older one. He sat to the right of Moshe, and Itamar went to the left of Aaron. Now Yudah says no. L'olam Aaron liyamin. He says actually that liyamin Moshe chozer. That we sat down originally by himself when the sons came in, but once there was now going to be somebody next to Moshe. So Aaron got up and went to the right of him. In other words, if there's someone to his left, then you prefer the right. The more chashuv guy should be on the right if there's someone there already. So that's why it made more sense for Aaron now to move, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Nichnasu Skanim, Bishanim Pirkin, and the Skanim came in. Now remember, Moshe has taught it to Aaron, to Aaron's children, and now to the Skanim. So Aaron's heard it now three times, the sons twice, and the Skanim for the first time. Nistalsku Skanim, the Skanim finished up. The whole Am came under Moshe. V'shnalehem Moshe Pirkin. Nim tzu like this. B'yad Aaron arba. Aaron four times. B'yad banav stosha three times. U'b'yad skein twice. And the whole Am echad. Now nistalek Moshe. Moshe then went away. Shinalahin Aaron Pirko. Aaron now taught them all the same thing. So now Aaron now had learnt it four times, taught it once. So the sons had heard it from Moshe three times and from Aaron once, they learnt it four times. Then he started like Aaron. Aaron went away. Shinulahem Banav Pirkin. Now the sons had heard it four times and they taught it. Right? Nistaku, and now so the Zakanim now had also heard it four times. Twice from Moshe, once from Aaron, once from Aaron's children. Then Nistaku Askanim. Right, but after Lahen in Istaku, but after Leskan, Nimsabia Kol Arab, everyone had it four times. Mikanam Rabbi Eliezer, Eli already says from here, Chayav Adam Neshanot Talmido Arba Pa'am. You have to teach four times, and then you learned it. The Kavachomer, he says, how much more so? Ma Aaron Shlamad Bipi Moshe, how much more so, Aaron? Who learned from Moshe, look at Rashi, Mistaye, Milton, Itkayem, Benibo, Lavin, Maher, Filu, Achish, Babin. And even Aaron had the Siyat Ishmael, the Chim should be remembered by him. He had even learned it four times. Right? And he learned from Moshe. And Moshe from that Pia Gvura, from Hashem himself. Kach, Hedjot, Mipi, Hedjot, Al-Achat, Kamel, Chamel. It's most a simple guy like us. You're on the Aleph to learn it four times. Rabbi Kibo, Meir, Minayin, Shechev, Adam, Nishnot, Talmud, Doan, Shilam. Then, Rabbi Kibo says, not even four times. You have to teach your Talmud as many times as it takes until he understands. Your responsibility as a melamed is to make your Talmidim understand. Not that you've taught them and you just amen v and go home. No. Your job is to make sure they understand. He says, Shenemar v'limda et b'nei Israel. See that pasuk over there? He says like this. He says, where's the pasuk? V'ata kitvu lachem l'ashira zot, right, the shira. V'lamda et b'nei Yisrael. Sima b'fiyah, put it in their mouths. L'man t'yeh li ashir azot le'ed b'nei Yisrael. It's got to be sima b'fiyah. So it says, aminayin ad she'teheh sedur b'fiyah. How did it say nema? Sima b'fiyah. Uminayin she'chayav la'arot lo panim. She'nema v'ele mishpatim. She'tasim lifnei, she'la'arot lo panim. She'tasim lifnei him. V'lig merus. So Moshe said, wait a second. We understand. Okay, so we got everything up. Beautiful. What's the kasha here? Why did Moshe teach it to them, and then Aaron taught it to them, and then the sons taught it to them, and then the Zakarim taught it to them? What for? Why didn't Moshe teach it to all of them? Moshe taught it to them, everybody, four times. V'ligmeru kulum Moshe. He says, v'chalok kavod l'Aaron, uvanav u'chvod l'skam. To give each a bit of kavod, that they should also have a chance to teach themselves. So Moshe says, okay, that's very nice. So now, v'nail Aaron, Venigmar mi Moshe. So why didn't Aaron go to Moshe? Look at Rashi. V'le'alu bana v'le'alu says v'le'alu bana v'breisha v'le'alu mi Moshe. Why did he learn from Moshe four times? And then li'ulu bana v'ligmar mi Aaron. Then the children could learn from Aaron four times. He was kind of v'le'alu mi bana, but he's v'le'alu mi Moshe. Right? Why did Moshe have to, why did Aaron have to hear it only from Moshe once, twice, and then, etc.? Why didn't he go and have four learnings with Moshe? And then the sons four learnings with Moshe. And then they can all go and teach out. He says, come into Moshe mi pi agvura gamar mistaye milta. So yeah, he says, because Moshe from the Gevurah that he's teaching it once over, well, okay, was really good. Now we go back to the Machlok we saw early on, where we said over there that the Tanakhama said, said that Moshe talked to Aaron, and Aaron got up and went to his left. And then when they came in, Elazar went to Moshe's right, and Itamar went to Aaron's left. So according to that day, Aaron stayed on the left. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Yehuda said that Moshe got up and moved to the right. Right? The word picks up on that. So yeah, Moshe command us the Har Tanya Shlosha Shim Achim Jerich. It says like this. It says that Aaron actually went to his right. So Moshe, who's this bright to like? That says three are walking together. Harav by Emtza, the Gadol that the Rav's in the middle. The Gadol, obviously the next one is Yamino, and the Katam is out of the two guys left over. The Gadol goes to the right, and they're sorry I'm keeping you awake here, Michael. I know that if you were sitting in the shoe, you'd be able to go to sleep, but I apologize. Michael's the biggest victim of Corona, because in four Corona days he could just go to sleep. Now he's got to sit up. I know it must be hard. I empathize. I apologize. What? What? What did he say?
It's a great dump.
No. That's why you're forcing yourself to stay awake. I know. Not because of me. It's the dump. I know that. Okay. Right. So the Katam is what? Lema Rabbi Yehuda. Someone says, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says over here that Moshe, that Aaron got up and went to the right of Rabbi Yehuda. Abin of Moshe. The Gemara says, "Nafilu time Rabbanan, mishum tircha de Aaron." He says, even Rabbanan would say that normally it should be like that, but I don't want to cause Aaron tircha. He's already sitting down, already got comfortable next to Moshe to make him now get up and move around. That would be too much. Okay, Rabbi prayed to have Ahu Talmid to have Tanya. Look at this. Rabbi prayed ahead of Talmid to have Tanya. He would teach him Arba Meya Zimne Vegama 400 times till he learned. Right, 400 times. Yom Echada, listen to this. Ba'uya lemilta de mitzvah. Look at Rashi over here. It happened one day that Ba'uya, the Rabbi Freider himself, he was informed that they need him to either make a minyan or a hesped or whatever. Can he do something for a mitzvah? Right, Tanlev lo gamar. So now on that day he was teaching his Talmud, and the Talmud couldn't learn. He wasn't learning. So he says, Amarle, ha'id the mashna. What's different today? Every time I normally I teach you 400 times. After 400 times, you've got it. Why haven't you got it after 400 times? What, are you stupid or something? Right? After 400 times. So he says to Amale, midahi shaited, Amale lemar, ikam milta de mitzvah, aschai ledati. He says, from the moment that they told you that you might be called away in the middle to do something, I couldn't concentrate. I lost concentration. They never written in those days, you see. So he lost concentration, right? He says, v'chol shaita, I mean, every hour I'd say to myself, hashta kamar, hashta kaimar. Now you're going to get up. I wasn't focused. I couldn't concentrate. Right? So Amalei says, havdatech vatnilach. Now concentrate and I'm going to teach you. Hadar tanle daled meya zimni achrini. He taught him another 400 times. And nafka bat kol, a heavenly voice came out. V'amalei, he says, nicheleich, delisfuleich. He says, nicheleich, what would you prefer? The lishvulech dalid meya shani, that I add you 400 years to your life, or the tisku at the dorcha l'almedat, or would you rather that you and your whole generation are zochet to Olam Haba? That was the schut that this guy had for the determination and the perseverance to teach this Talmud. Look what he answered him: Amar the nisku ana v'dairei l'almedati. So Amar in Akash Baruch Hu. So Akash Baruch Hu said to his heavenly powers up there, he said to him, you know what? Tnu lo zo vizo. Give them both. Okay? He didn't ask for a lot, but he got both. Amar Chizda, Ein Torah niknet ila besimanim. Amar Chizda says that Torah is only niknet besimanim. What do you mean by simanim, with signs? Rashi says, simanei hashmuot zo achar zo, v'simanei chachamim kederech sheyesh ba'ashas. But Tassim, Girsa, Tassim, I suppose all different codes and understandings and such. I'm not exactly sure what he means. But if you're going to go to bed for Ashton, I'd be happy to see. But some sort of, like a star, like we know in the Gemara from 90 million, all those sorts of things. I suppose all the codes, I don't know. Right? Shinemar, Simafim, put it, make it, Ephraim, Altikri, Sima, Ela, Simna. Make them signs in their mouth, right? So Shama, Rav Tachlifa, Mimarav, Rav Tachlifa, and from the West, he heard, right? Azan Amre Kamad, Rabbi Abau. I heard this word, I suppose. And he said to him, listen, you guys learn from there, we learn from here. Hatzivilach tzionim similach. He quotes me a pasuk over there. This is a pasuk from Yirmiyah. Hatzivilach tzionim. Set up for yourselves there like landmarks. Similach tamurim, road signs. Shudilibach lemesilab, etc., etc. Asur tzion Torah, make simanim for Torah. Umay mashma dahay tzion nishna simanim. How do that tzion there, that which would mean like a bit of a gravestone or something? How do that mean like a simanim? Dichtiv ure'eh, quite the pasuk over here. Va'avru avrim ba'eretz, they're walking around there. Va'ra'ah etzim adam uvana etzlo tzion, about the person they bought, and they built him there like a landmark. Ad kavru, until they buried him. And makabrim al gay hamon, got the building set in place. So it says there, ra'ah etzim adam uvana etzlo tzion. I learned it from the beginning. Rabbi Lezer Ramiyacha, Amul Chochmach Otiat, Umuda Lebina Tikra, Ose Mulim Torah, Rabbi Amar Ose Mulim Torah. All these, okay, I think we should maybe. How did Amar finish with the last word over here? Bar Chama Bar Dosa, what does it mean? Loba Shamayim, Loba Mevla Yamhi. It's not over the sea, not over the in our countries. Loba Shamayim means not in the heavens. Shimba Shamayim, Yatachich Lalod Acharev. Vim Evla Yamhi, Yatachich Lavor Acharev. Okay, let's end off over here. I think it's a good place to start.